But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
It used to be a big-time star was elegant as Garbo or Hedy Lamarr.
But now we get like Jenny Lopez. You want to curl up and die.
And welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM.
Gosh darn it.
KPHX. Gosh darn it to you, Jesse. Where's Chris Griffin? My paper boy.
Welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment's family Ted in the West show.
There you go, Mark Wahlberg there. And special thanks to Old Man Herbert, favorite ice cream man pervert.
We've got a lot. We've got a lot. That's your favorite pervert?
Herbert the pervert?
Herbert the pervert.
Yeah, in
doesn't
studio.
Doesn't quite rhyme, but I'll go with it.
Yeah, fantastic guy.
And if you're a pervert, give us a call.
So
no, don't call
that
us.
He likes little
please.
Kids.
But this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Family Ted Show here on KPHX 1480 AM.
Absolutely.
And in honor of yesterday's release of Ted 2.
Outstanding stuff.
Can't wait.
You can't wait, huh?
I like Ted 1. The first Ted, it was hilarious.
Well, and you like Family Guy?
Yep. No.
Oh, well.
That's terrible.
We're going to have to talk about that.
My son does.
Well, that's
but
good.
I've watched maybe one or two episodes. Not interested.
Well, this is the extended theme from Family
I'm not
Guy.
Into cartoons.
Yeah, but this one's
I'm
different.
I'm 52 years old.
I'm into cartoons.
Dave likes it, and he's like 97 years old.
Remember
he's
Elsa?
Not here today, so we
I
can
like
say
the Simpsons,
all that.
But...
Absolutely. Well, Eric, you know,
South Park.
Yeah, one way to do it is make sure your car is looking good when you're heading over to the movie theater because of how hot it is outside. Alexander's All Care Auto Repair, so I suggest you go there, have Alexander and his crew check out your car, get your oil changes on time.
Is that where you got that hot little black number out there?
I didn't, no. It doesn't
she's
sell
out there?
New cars there. But
oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, well, actually, it's a guy.
It has a
like
male
a
name.
Car. Yeah. Absolutely. Go to 3310 East Thomas Road or give Alexander a call at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Her name is Cleveland.
Yes, Cleveland Brown.
Well, very good. We've got so much to talk about today.
Yeah.
We've got several guests. So we'll get to the Family Guy, Ted 2, Million Ways to Die in the West guests
so
in just a moment. But
yeah.
We're going to be talking about some LGBT.
LGBT?
Yeah. Yeah. So, LGBT comedies.
Are you getting married, Joseph?
No, not today. Not today. But that is a great.
Not today, though. So we both win the poll. Yay!
No.
Yes.
No, not really. But we will talk about the bar crawl in just a moment.
Oh, very good.
we've got on actor Max Adler, who's been on the show before.
Absolutely. I think Horizon High graduate,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And director Matt Ladensack, who's also from Arizona. They're going to talk about the LGBT. Am I doing it right? Yeah.
You should know it by now.
I know. You know what? It's a comedy. Called Sugatuck Cures. Saugatuck Cures.
Sauga.
Yes. So we've got them on the show.
You got that right, but you couldn't get LGBT right?
Yeah. Well, isn't there a Q in there?
Only if you're curious.
Oh, okay. What? Yeah. Sure. It is? Okay. All right. Well, I don't know these things. Same. It's proof that it's not you didn't win the poll. We've also got on our friend Paul Osborne.
Yes.
Yes. Remember his film Favor?
I do. Absolutely. I wasn't here last time he was on, but the first time, absolutely.
Well, we're going to support his new venture, Cruel Hearts. He's got the Kickstarter campaign, so we'll tell our listeners a little bit about that. And there's about a little less than a week left in that campaign, so we'll give him a little boost there.
Yeah.
Also, we
little
have,
is the key word.
We've also got on actor Kevin Downs from the new faith-based patriotic drama Faith of Our Fathers, which we will be talking more about next week on our Independence Day special.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, all goes well. The heat has knocked out my internet at home, so hopefully I can pull things together.
That's New River
stuff.
For you.
Ba-dum-bum.
New River.
Yeah, no, that is because we're just far out there.
I live in New River during the summers with my dog Jesse.
You do that voice really, really well. Do you practice that? Is that because there was like a complaint about the park?
I am Mr.
Not at
Herbert.
The park, but from the park.
I was there at the park with my new paper boy.
And you've just surpassed Bobby as the creepiest one on this show.
I sure have.
So we will speak with Kevin Downs, who I'm sure is just absolutely proud to be on this particular show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Considering it's a faith-based drama. But
I can't wait to talk to him.
Yes. And we have some on-topic guests as well. We've got teddy bear artist Amy Goodrich, who's seen Ted 2. She will give us her thoughts, and she will give us some behind
teddy
the scenes.
Teddy bear artist? What the heck is that?
She designs teddy bears.
Really now? You can make a living at that?
Yes, she does. And beautiful teddy bears.
Kathleen, I'm coming home with some teddy bears.
And she's also going to tell us a little bit about the history of teddy bears and stuff like that. I'm sure that we'll talk about Teddy Ruxpin at some point.
Well, teddy bears were named after Teddy Roosevelt.
Who's that? Is that an actor?
Yeah, it's a little before your time.
Is that an actor? Who's in...
Teddy bears are amazing.
Casablanca or something? Yeah, they are.
But Teddy rocks.
Ruxpin.
Yeah. I remember. He's my magical bear.
Talk about creepy.
Ooh. Yeah. Scary.
That was a creepy toy.
Yeah,
it was.
And we're honored to have on, I don't think that we've ever had an attorney on the show before, actually.
So is it costing us a retainer?
I hope not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Derek, it's coming out of your pocket.
Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, I just got a bill from my attorney, and I'm wondering what happened to the money.
Well, is it Doris Markovic?
No.
No? Okay. Well, maybe you should have hired Doris.
Okay. When we talk to Doris, does she do family law?
She might. I don't know. I put these pitches
out there.
I'll
ask when she's on.
I'm hoping that she's qualified for this. I put a pitch out there. We didn't get that many bites on this topic of person versus property, so I'm hoping that she's able to address this topic.
It would be great to know, you know.
Yeah. And with my internet down, I wasn't able to send her the proper questions and stuff like that that she asked for ahead of time.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm sure that she'll do a professional job here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got
Everybody does on this show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
especially
true.
An attorney.
And we've got Soundbite Spotlight with Amanda Seyfried, Jessica Barth, Mark Wahlberg, and Seth MacFarlane on behalf of Ted 2.
Mm.
Got, of course, our review of Ted 2 and several other movies that released yesterday, including Max, a movie about a military dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like that kids show I used to watch when I was 12 or 8 or 10.
About a military dog?
They had
Run,
TVs.
Joe, Run.
Run, Joe, Run?
Run, Joe, Run.
It was about a German shepherd who was on the run constantly.
Oh, they used to say that to me. Run, Joe, Run. Yeah. Run, Forrest.
Was he like a fugitive, Eric? A fugitive
Were you wearing
dog?
Leg braces?
I was. I was.
Was this German shepherd like a Harrison Ford is running
it was,
away?
It was like the fugitive. It was. Yeah. It was like the fugitive. And the dog supposedly had it was a military trained dog.
Okay.
And it supposedly had attacked its trainer, which never happened, but the military was trying to hunt it down. And the guy that trained the dog was trying to track it down before the military could get to it. But it was like, you know, an ongoing fugitive thing.
Well, what's really weird is that this movie, Max, is
it's
releasing ahead of Independence Day, you know, because it's kind of got a patriotic theme and everything.
Yeah.
But they picked a German dog. I mean,
German Shepherd?
Yeah, exactly. They picked, you know, shouldn't they pick an American Shepherd to be in the film?
There are no American Shepherds as far as I know.
The dog name is Hans.
It is, actually. No.
No, it is.
Hans Max. And, Greg, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What did the teddy bear say when he was offered a second helping?
I'm stuffed!
Oh, that's it. No,
Gilbert Gottfried here!
That was wonderful. Hey, how do you start a teddy bear race?
Yeah, go ahead.
Teddy, set, go.
Oh, yeah.
Eric,
gosh, that's funny.
Oh, one more.
We're
delighted. How do teddies keep their houses cool in the summer?
They
bear conditioning.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
Two out of three.
Love it.
Two out of three. That's fantastic. These are great jokes.
Oh. The teddy set, go thing I would have never gotten.
Oh, well, okay.
Because it's stupid.
Hey, don't call me stupid.
Not you, the joke.
Well, I'm the one that wrote the joke. No, I'm not.
Really, I think you did.
No, I didn't. I just looked these things up. But I did go to a bar crawl last night.
You did?
Yeah. It was,
how was this?
It was entertaining.
Okay.
I will say that what happens at the bar crawl stays at the bar crawl.
Sometimes.
Oh,
sometimes.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was
what are you talking about? You've come on here many times after a bar crawl and talked about it.
I know.
You've even mentioned first names.
I have, and I don't know if I want to start. I don't want to know. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't know.
Because they told you not to?
No, they probably would. You know what? It's just these things happen. These are really weird things that happen at these bar crawls. All I gotta say, you know, there was okay. I'll say this.
Is it X-rated? My friend,
no. I'll tell you this. This one story, because I got this text this morning from my friend. I won't tell you his name. Maybe I'll tell you his name after I tell you the story, if it's okay.
So we were
at this bar crawl, and I know that he was going like he was hitting on this girl. She was very attractive, and she seemed intelligent. She's, you know, I talked to her a little bit. She had a huge sense of humor, and they were talking back and forth.
Yeah.
By the way, get our last clip there ready that says who else but, and I'll point to you when to play.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. So, they were like kind of dancing with each other and going at it hot and heavy. At one point, I lost track of them. They ended up going home.
Okay.
And so then I heard this story after the fact. This morning, this friend of mine sent me a text, and he says, "Man," he says, "you know, I went to a room, and there were teddy bears, rows and rows of teddy bears. There were shelves of them. Like there was like five different shelves on the wall, all the way around
Rome,
the wall.
Italy?
No, of rows of her shelves.
Oh, you said I went to."
At her home. Her room.
Oh, home.
Room.
It sounded like Rome.
Room.
Room?
So, yes, room. In her room and in her bedroom. And so he says it was a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But he didn't mind it because she was very attractive. And, they started ripping each other's clothes off.
And he was in her room.
He was in her room.
Was there cameras in these bears?
That's not the end of the story. Because they went at it like hot and heavy and everything. And one thing led to another.
They made some sex.
Yeah, exactly. And then afterward, he says... Wow, that was great. What did you think of it? And she says, "Go ahead and pick any prize from the bottom shelf." And I say, "Hey, Eric, who else but Quagmire?"
He's Quagmire, Quagmire. You never really know what's gonna be next. It's Quagmire, Quagmire.
Giggity, 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 giggity. Let's have.
I bleeped that out. By the way, a lot of the words.
Really.
A lot of the words on our songs today are bleeped out, just so that we could keep Eric comfortable,
and so we can stay on the air next week.
Exactly.
Keep everybody involved comfortable.
Yeah. Exactly, because we don't want any spit takes from Eric over there with the hot sauce and
stuff. He's enjoying his breakfast burrito.
I am.
Yeah, but anyway, I had one earlier this morning too.
I don't know if it's the lighting in here, but the eggs look green.
Green eggs and
green
ham.
Eggs and ham.
Yeah, they're spoiled
without the ham.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Then maybe we don't want any of his food then lately.
We don't. So, yeah.
And Greg, I have tons of mustard on my burrito.
Oh, boy. This is absolutely disgusting. This needs to be dealt with right
Eggs
away.
And mustard. Mm-mm.
We got to call the mustard police. No, actually the ketchup police to take the mustard off. But we wouldn't put ketchup on the burrito.
Ketchup would sound better than mustard, but at least it's tomatoes.
Yeah, true.
What do you want, mustard seeds?
So when you eat a hot dog, no mustard, huh?
Ew, gosh.
What do you put on it?
Ketchup.
Relish?
Ketchup.
Relish?
Just ketchup.
Relish?
Ew.
I put whipped cream on it.
Cool whip.
Cool whip?
Yeah.
We know.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Walked right into that one.
On the tip of it.
Yes. Well, okay.
Yeah.
But, we should kick the show off with one of my favorite songs from Family Guy.
Absolutely.
And I think it's one of your favorites as well.
It probably is.
The Freakin' FCC.
Yep.
Hey, we'll clean up all your talking.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Family Ted in the West show.
When you wanna take a
Let's hear this one. We got it.
We'll take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll talk about Ted.
We will. We'll give our review.
Absolutely. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, Family Ted Show.
Family Ted in the West Show.
In the West. So we had everything with Seth MacFarlane there. We'll be right back.
Take a tip, take a lesson. You'll never win by messing with the fellas at the freaking FCC. And if you find yourself with some young sexy thing, you're gonna have to with your